This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. We continue getting right on into it here on this Friday. Happy Friday, K-State Nation. June 21st, 2024. And we already posted part one of the K-State football schedule for this upcoming year, and I cannot believe already we are heading towards late June. This is crazy as well. So, yeah, it's going to be here before we know it. Obviously, K-State football, a lot of expectations surrounding this team. And, of course, the possibility of contending for a spot in the college football playoff. For that, they have to navigate through the schedule in West Virginia. Part of that, you got to go up to Morgantown, play West Virginia. This is the second half of the schedule now. We already talked about the first half, right? 6-6, right? 12 games this year for K-State football. You're going to be playing West Virginia on the road this year. And again, I have not taken a closer peek at all the rosters. This is just going off gut feeling, right? So West Virginia, you got to go up there, and it's always a tough venue when you play the Mountaineers, whether they're good or they're not very good. So that is all. They got some tricky games, road games, and we talked about part one, BYU, Colorado, Tulane being a tricky game, West Virginia being another one there as well. That is going to be October 19th on the road, and obviously this game's not even close to being time, and that's going to be like a two-week thing as once we're in season, right? So West Virginia kicks off the second half of the 24-24 campaign, and then circle this one, right? Homecoming. I believe this is homecoming. Yes, it is. The 26th, 2 days out from a milestone birthday of the host of this podcast. If we could get there, Lord willing, of course, October 26th, Kansas. KU comes to Manhattan, and we know it went down, you know, the last, might want to say the last maybe a couple of times now that these get in, not sit in. Obviously, when I was in school, KU sucked ass, right? So, but now, last 2 years, this under Lance Leipold, these guys have shown some life, obviously, and this KU team, all of a sudden, things they got a shot. Also, with what I've heard, what I've seen as well, out of shot as well. So this right here, I think, and maybe that goes along with Iowa State as well, because Iowa State is the last game, obviously, of 2024 in the regular season, of course. But this and Iowa State, probably two more bigger games for K-State. And I probably go ahead and throw in West Virginia in there as well. But yeah, Kansas, and last year, of course, that was a seesaw of a game there, which saw K-State having a trailing or majority of the game in Lawrence. A big game. So KU comes to Manhattan. Well, at least you get them for that. But again, Lance Leipold in that football team over there, 1 hour, now I got to say, 1 hour west of Kansas, of KC, right? It's less than an hour, maybe an hour and change, a little bit east of Manhattan. Whatever the case it is, you gotta be up for this game. Rivalry game, and now you cannot take, and not, yeah, you can't take these fools seriously. You gotta take these fools seriously. We switched that. Oh, yeah, it's been a long week. You gotta take Kansas seriously, right? So, Kansas homecoming, and interesting enough, you already scheduled these guys. You could have scheduled Arizona State for homecoming or something like that. So Arizona State ain't gonna be very good. Again, I mean, it just based off good. This is good gut feeling. So, but yeah, you still. So that's Kansas are gonna be motivated coming in there. I believe this is gonna be a prime time game. The last two matchups. I want to say the last one at home, was it prime time? I'm not 100% sure. Maybe it was a late afternoon game, but whatever the case may be, I think this is going to be a prime time. It should be a prime time game. Kansas trying to prove themselves yet again. K-State, I think these two teams, this could be a game that puts yourself in the best position to get to Arlington. That's what I think right there. So you have Kansas right there. And then the November schedule kicks out with Houston. Houston on the road. You beat the brakes off them last year. Again, I don't know how good they're going to be. if they're going to take a step forward or not. But again, that should be a winnable game there. And then speaking of Arizona State, you get them in Cincinnati. You did not play Cincinnati last year. Cincinnati's on November 23rd, 2 days from a day from Thanksgiving, really. And then Arizona State on Fort Riley Day on November 16th. So your last two games are right there. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports, Eddie Greenhouse on this Friday edition of the podcast. Yeah, Arizona State, Cincinnati, you got those. I mean, yeah, Cincinnati might take a step forward. I mean, Cincinnati's pretty good. I'll probably make Cincinnati a tougher team than Arizona State. That's just my opinion there. So Cincinnati's your last, and that is senior day, obviously, so that's going to be your last home game of the year right there. And then I mentioned KU being a tough game at home. You got Farmageddon on the road to close out 2024, and then you got to open, and frustrating enough, you got to open with these guys in Dublin the next year. So frustrating, right? So, yeah, Iowa State came in your building and embarrassed you in a snow game a year ago. Now you got to go over there, and we all know what happened 2 years ago, a defensive struggle with Adrian Martinez, I believe, at quarterback, and we got some little bit cooking with Adrian Martinez here this weekend on the podcast. Stay tuned for that, because I saw that on Twitter, on K-State Twitter, and that's kind of been shoved on the rug a little bit because I want to highlight that because we're all things K-State, right? But anyways, that we're going to save that for the weekend pod. But Iowa State, you know that's going to be a headache of a game there. And again, Iowa State brings back a lot of people as well. So we got Kansas in this, what we got really, West Virginia, Kansas, then Iowa State. So you got three hard games with three winnable games. And again, we'll know more as we enter the second half of the season, which teams are good, which teams suck ass. So, excuse my language, but hey, you have to, Iowa State, and again, it's one of those games where this could be a game where this could be for a spot for the, to go to Arlington. So you gotta circle KU, you gotta circle maybe a Cincinnati in there, and depending how good they are this year, because Cincinnati is usually pretty good. So and the big thing in here is what we're saying, we avoided Utah, because obviously Utah is going to be the favorite in here, but you gotta throw in Iowa State, you gotta throw in our team in here, Kansas State, KU in here. So you gotta figure Utah, they're gonna be in the mix. They've been contenders for as long as I can remember, since Kyle Winningham, I believe his last name, became coach of that program. And that they have been a consistent championship contender year in, year out. That's where K-State it needs to be. And look, you have to roster the 2-deep roster to do it. And it's gonna take, again, you gotta be focused in the Big 12, because again, I said this on the bonus pod last night, which we have bonus content, new episode of bonus content on Podbean, GRIER number 3, Eddie's podcast, EDDIE, GRIER number 3, EDDIE apostrophe S podcast. But you have to download the app Podbean to get it. And we did talk more about the schedule on last night's podcast, so go check that out there. But we're gonna wrap, put a bow on this for now, because we'll come back to it toward the end of the season, not toward the end of the season, toward the end of summer, toward the end of summer, where we're going to have our predictions on the win and losses for K-State football in 2024. But yeah, I've been sitting on 63rd. I'm not talking about 63rd Street in Kansas City. I'm talking about 63rd as far as easiest schedule goes for K-State. That number rung a bell when I was listening to the Three Mile Pod, shameless plug, but Three Mile Podcast, part of the K-State family and podcast there. So I'm like sitting here, I'm like, seriously? but now just kind of breaking this down a little bit more and more, thinking about and what Alex said last night, I'm not going to spoil it, what he said, but man, this might be a little bit tougher, especially in the backside of this. You got to go, again, Colorado, BYU, just taking a step back. I mean, numbers are numbers, and I love numbers, don't get me wrong, but this might be a little bit tougher road, but again, K-State, you bring back a lot of people back, and gives Wildcat Nation a sense of, okay, excitement, and say, hey, look, we got a good team. We got a good coaching staff. We got good players on this team, on this roster. There's no reason why, you know, we can compete with the best of the best. To be the best of the conference, you got to be the best. That's that old saying you hear all the time in sports. To become a champion, you got to beat the best. And we experienced that a couple of years ago, going through all that, including a backbreaking loss early, rally back to win the Big 12 championship over TCU, who was a college football playoff, a semifinalist a couple years ago. So this team is no shade. And with no Texas and no Oklahoma, K-State's going to get elevated. And they should be. They should be. Because, look, you have a talented quarterback. You have a lot of weapons, defense. You bring back key pieces back there. So the sky's the limit this year for Kansas State. It's depending on, can you get up for these games, which, you know, I'm not going to question it. But again, every game has its hurdles, and we'll see what happens. But yeah, the second half of the schedule, sitting here, I'm like, oh my goodness. But hey, you know, when you have a talented team coming back, the anticipation, the expectations and all that back in Manhattan, Kansas, Pepper Nation, it's going to get right in the world of Chris Simon. So we'll see what happens in 2024. So that's the second half of schedule. So I think sitting here, I think the second half is a little bit more tougher than the first. But again, tricky road games in 2024 for the K-State football team. So we'll see how they're going to navigate that. And again, a lot of expectations around this team, including a potential trip back to Arlington and maybe contending for a spot for the college football playoff. Again, for those of you who've been out of the loop, I've been saying this almost every podcast, really. We have to remind people, folks, that this is the Power 4 now instead of the Power 5. No Pac-12. You win your conference, you get an automatic bye, automatic spot, and I believe an automatic bye in the college football playoff. So there you go. So that's what's at stake for K-State football in 2024. Avery Johnson and company. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, definitely as the days wind down, excitement continues to build in Manhattan or wherever you live, K-State, or you're going to be a new student at K-State, or you're living here in Missouri in the middle of this Missouri KU ruckus going on. But yeah, it's gonna be good times this year for K-State football. No questions asked about that. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Whenever I have a chance to record K-State content, we did record, as I just mentioned, new bonus content, so go check that out. I already mentioned it on this episode, GRIER, the number 3, EDDIE, Apostrophe S Podcast. Go check it out there. We will be diving on into more later on this summer as we get closer and closer to the football season, as K-State will open up once again at Bill Snyder Family Stadium August 31st against Tennessee Martin. I'll say it out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Friday. Happy Friday. Enjoy y'all weekend, K-State Nation. We're just one day closer to K-State football. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.